about the man that was laying at the beautiful gate when the brothers went to the hour of prayer, and how the Bible said that he was expecting to receive something from them. And I thought, my hopes today, I thought I'm not just looking for something dead, but I come expecting, looking for something good. Maybe I felt like we invited good preachers to come. Maybe I felt like inviting some of the brothers that told me they felt like come preaching, hadn't had the opportunity. I thought I'm expecting something good to happen. When Sunday rolls around, I've got a vision that things will be better than when it started tonight, that we'll see some good things happen. But we're glad to have everybody tonight. We'll get you prayer requests. If anybody got any prayer requests, we're glad to order tonight. Anybody?
Amen. Sister Von Rollins, Sister Nancy.
I've got
lost
children.
Jason.
All right.
Eva.
Thank you. Oh! And here's the goal, look to the Lord.
Amen.
These last 10 years, I'm going to praise from the whole world.
Yes.
You know, what can the world do to us? God be for us, who can?
Amen.
Yes. I love the Lord in that. Yes. But I'll just get in, do our part.
Yes, God.
Thank you, praise. I'll say, we'll break your holding tonight.
Oh.
I believe something's going to happen.
Yes.
I praise the good Lord God. I just love the good Lord in that.
Yes.
Come on,
God bless you, Lord.
Yes. I'm not ashamed of him now.
Oh, God.
He said in no wise will he cast me out.
Yes.
I'll serve him in no wise.
I'm
not going to make you that word.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord. Never leave me an orphan.
That's right.
When you got Jesus, you don't have to worry. When you got Jesus, you don't have to worry. He is the way. There is no other way. He's the door. I'm glad I'm with you.
Yes,
come on, let's just have
some. Yeah,
I praise him.
Come on.
He's still good in the Lord.
Good.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
What do you reckon you would really do?
Yeah.
I thought maybe about Sunday how he was talking about that he's invisible. How many come out gathered in the Lord's name today?
Yeah.
I believe he's still there. He's still good tonight as he was Sunday. He said where two or three are gathered in my name. There will I be in the midst of
it.
You might not be able to see him tonight. Hey, I know there's a few brothers over here that gathered out in his name. I believe the sister gathered out in his name.
Oh.
How much more? Two or three, if a whole church gathers out in the name, how much will be in the midst of today?
Amen.
Thank God, if you can just look up and believe that He's right here with us.
Amen.
God's
so
good for us. Now, come on.
Gracious Lord, have your way, Lord.
Shut up. Meditate on different men.
Yes, brothers.
Throughout the Word of God, how that why they fell, how they got up, and what they did after they got up. And for us to begin to come to church tonight, the Lord began to give me something else in Philippians chapter 3. And I start reading now in the Word of God. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. Word of God says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but with dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Jesus Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
Amen.
That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection.
Amen.
And the fellowship of His sufferings, and being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
Amen.
After I preach a little while on the power of the resurrection, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. I thought about revival and what it means. I thought it don't start with a preacher. Thank God it starts with a stirring of the Holy Ghost and in the house of God. Thank God. Better in just as much a part of the church as it is a part of the man of God. Needs in the house. I know there's souls that need to be saved. I know there's lives that need put back together. Thank God. That's what revival is. Bringing that back which what once was. Bringing that back maybe what you never have before.
Amen.
How to preach on why I have and
why.
Amen. I thought we can read about me in the Word of God. I thought maybe I don't mean fall away from the Bible or fall away from Jesus, but I mean fail.
Yeah.
I thought in the book of Acts chapter 4, I began to read about how that Paul was down in Iconium.
Yeah.
He was preaching the gospel of Christ for the Bible. I thought that there's a devout Jew planning to conspire against Paul. I thought he got a few men together. He stoned Paul. They stoned him. In the gospel of Christ. I'm going to tell you why Paul failed. Why they stoned him. Because he preached the gospel of Christ. I don't know why he failed. I don't know what caused it. I stumbled a little bit. And feel right low. And feel maybe down and out. I don't know what got Paul. I can tell you about the first man. But why he went down. He went down because he preached the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says they left him for dead. Ever Paul went down. Why? Because, thank God, he spread the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
Brother Joe, I've been in tune with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I feel like tonight I am. Yep. A while ago you mentioned a scripture about a man who laid by the gate called beautiful.
All right.
Had it right before we turned. And jotted down before we came in tonight about the lame man.
Yeah.
By the day he called him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thought down to jail the other night. And we were coming in the three services. I thought the first two preachers, I have my Bible marked two different places. The first two preachers preached my messages. And I thought, God, that they let me use the same one at the very next service. The Bible said he was lame from his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's be known, folks, it was not his fault why he fell down, why he was down. It was not his fault. He done nothing to deserve it. I don't know where you are. And there's times when the folks will fall by the way, but fall down and stumble.
Yeah.
things upon my way, a circumstance upon my way, and I stumble on the way. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault. He was down about as low as a man could get. He was begging, thank God. He got down one time, but it was his fault. I thought he denied the Lord.
Yes, he did.
He even being existed. He denied even knowing him.
Oh, yeah.
And he cursed his life. And Peter began to fall down. And we got three men before us. He would fall down. He was stoned and left for dead because he was preaching the gospel. And we got a man. He was born a lame man. He was so sick. It wasn't his fault. And now we've got a man who deserved to be down because he denied Jesus. And I tell you, these three men were all three down. And now we know why they fell down.
Oh,
church. And I'd rather go to church.
Yeah.
I thought about Peter, how he got up.
Right.
Jesus prayed for him.
Yeah.
Even before it ever happened.
Right.
He said, when thou converted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strengthen him.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he knew it'd be his fault.
Yeah.
But it was his will that he would get back up again. It was God's will that he get back up again. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you're going to be. I'm saying it's God's will that you get back up and say, I'm a child of God. I know I messed up. I know I said wrong. I know I've done wrong. I'm guilty. And they'll wipe me as clean. You might have to repent before it can come. Well, Lord, how long I be age cleaning? He said, before revival must come repentance. I said, repentance of a cause of being slow. I repent for not praying enough. I repent for being like a danger in a lost and dying world that's going to hell before you. I say, Lord, I'm sorry for being slow.
Don't
you love that man, Jesus?
Don't
you love that man, Paul? And they beat him down, didn't you?
Yeah.
And they stoned him. And they cast him out of Iconium. But there was something getting ready to happen. And the Bible said, you know what the devil wants for you? He wants to beat you up and leave you for dead.
Yeah.
You used men. I beat old Paul up. And they left him and thought he was dead.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
tell you, the enemy's going to rain storms to keep you where he's got you at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. But it's God's will that you get back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. With praise, brother, you boys, help me. I told you how they got up. They all went down different ways. But they come up the same way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I said, well, all three of them got after they got up. And brother Lehman, he began to leap and run. I thought Peter, he went down the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Ghost came and baptized him in cloven tongues on fire. And the power came with it. He began to preach the gospel. And he got back up and started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And began to testify of him. And souls after souls, so many thousand souls, I was saved because he got up.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul. This is a lesson for all of us. The Apostle Paul, when he got up, he buddied up with a couple of his pals. He went down to Derby. He started preaching the same thing they was preaching in Iconium. When he got stoned to death. And you know what he didn't do? He didn't tell nobody in Derby what happened in Iconium. He didn't go preaching, "Oh, they beat me to death in Iconium. I got stoned to death in Iconium. But they left me for dead in Iconium." That wasn't Paul's message. Paul's message was, he's a redeemer. His favorite is Jesus. I'm going to tell you what he done for me. There's a man called Jesus that's standing ready to forgive you. He began to tell him it's not of the law. It's not what you can do. It's what he can do for you. It's not how good you can live. It's how good he can make you through his grace and through his blood and through his power. Hallelujah. He began to preach the resurrection to him. He began to preach about how there was a man called Jesus who went down in death in a grave below. This message. I don't report ever told nobody about what happened in Iconium. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. That something can happen to you that you won't even want to talk about what happened back there. Hey, the change happened to me when I got saved. I don't even feel like talking about the man I used to be. You know what? If you read on down, he went back to Iconium. My Lord. And when he went back, he didn't go back with revenge. He went back with forgiveness in his heart. He preached the same message that he preached before. So I don't know how you went down. I don't know how you stumbled. But I'm going to tell you something. There's one way you can get back up. That's by the name of Jesus. That's by begging God. That's by begging him. I want to encourage you tonight to get back up. I want to encourage you to get back up. I don't know what's got you down. I don't know what's keeping you down. I don't know what's keeping you laying there. Honey, go get me some. I don't know what's keeping you laying there. I don't know what's keeping you laying there on that old sick bed, wondering what's going to be tomorrow. Wondering, am I going to make it another day? Wondering, where would I be if the trumpet were to sound right now? What keeps you laying there when there's a better life just ahead? My brother,
have your way,
Lord. I tell him down to jail. Hallelujah. I told him, I said, I don't care what you've done. I don't care about all the sister Kayla. I said, I said, you've already been judged. Thank God we've all been judged enough. It's time to leave judgment in the hands of Jesus. And Jesus said, oh, let me make an offer to you. I told him, I said, Sister Dorothy, I said, I don't care where you've been and what you've done and how many drugs you've done, but I care about where you can be. I care about where you're going to be. I care about what you're going to be. I don't come to... I didn't come to tell you you're down tonight.
Yeah.
But I come to tell you, if you are,
yeah,
there's a way you can get back up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's your fault or not.
Whoa.
I don't know if you've been hurt or not. It's none of my business. I don't know what the situation is. But I know what the situation can be. If you put it in the hands of Jesus, blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You know what? He won't even remember it no more.
Right.
He won't remember it.
Remember.
My family will probably always remember the man I used to be.
Yeah.
I've got friends that won't forgive me,
yeah,
for the man I used to be.
Yeah.
There's one thing about it. I've got a father who's already forgave me.
Yeah.
He don't remember not one thing I did in my life. Or you don't remember not one that I've done when I was at sin. You know why? Because but what things were gained to me,
yeah,
I counted all loss,
yeah,
for Christ.
Yeah.
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
Yeah.
Heather, you talk about a brand new start.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a brand new life.
Yeah.
Heather, that young man that was lame had a brand new life.
Yeah.
He got up and began to run like he never run before.
Oh,
amen. Sorry.
Oh, have you waited?
Amen. He began to run like he never run before. Peter preached like he never preached before.